This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning, this is David, VK5KC, on behalf of the organising group for the WIA AGM to be held in Adelaide, May 19th to the 21st, 2017. By now, all information is on the WIA website. We have a great range of speakers and activities for the weekend, social activities Friday night, the WIA Annual General Meeting Saturday morning. Come along and be part of the process. Saturday afternoon, technical presentations or Saturday Partners Tour for those not going to the AGM or technical presentations. Saturday evening is a formal dinner at the Adelaide Hills Convention Centre. Sunday, several activities from Parks and Peaks to a trip to the Birdwood Motor Museum, or a lot, heaps of displays on the Harndorf Football Oval, finishing up on Sunday night with a barbecue to be held at the Harndorf Football Club Oval. So that's May 19th to the 21st, 2017. I urge you to have a look at the WIA website for the full program. Come along, be part of the weekend. Thanks for listening. This is David, VK5KC, on behalf of the organising group.
G'day, this is Spud, VK8ZWM, on behalf of the Darwin Amateur Radio Club, letting you know about a special event station, VI8BOD. That's right, VI8 Bombing of Darwin, commemorating the bombing of Darwin, the first bombing of Darwin, on February the 19th, 1942, at 10 a.m. The special event station will be set up at the old Qantas hangar in Perap, adjacent to the then Darwin runway, which is now Ross Smith Avenue. We plan to be on air on all bands on Saturday from as soon as we can get the station on air, hopefully before noon, until 10 p.m. and Sunday from 6 a.m. until late in the day. The call sign will be around on air from then until the 28th of March. Further information is available on QRZ.com. Just look up VI8BOD on QRZ.com, and Stewie's got lots of information up there telling you about it. But we'll be listening on SSB CW and also digital modes using VI8BOD. That's right, VI8BOD. On the Sunday morning, at around 9:35, we'll be doing a reenactment of the call from Father McGrath on Bathurst Island, using a pedal radio in those days, the Coastal Radio Darwin, to tell Darwin that there's a wave of bombers heading towards Darwin. That message was passed at 9:35 and passed on to the RAF a couple of minutes later. The rest is history, but we'll be reenacting that at around 9:35 on Sunday morning as well, as part of this special weekend with VI8BOD. So I'd love to hear you on the bands. All the information, again, is on QRZ.com for QSLs, etc. And keep your eyes on the various sites around the web for where we are on the web. We'll keep you abreast of that, that's for sure. Thanks, everyone. This is Spud, VK8ZWM, on behalf of the Darwin Amateur Radio Club and VI8BOD.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group. Progress has been great with respect to this year's annual convention. With a couple of new members who are as keen as mustard on the committee, we already have guest speakers lined up for our Sunday afternoon presentations. Dinner plans are well underway, and many of the jobs have either been allocated or volunteers have already stepped forward. In other words, we're in excellent shape for this early in the year. Please think about coming along. As usual, it will all happen on the Saturday and Sunday of the Queen's Birthday long weekend, which this year falls on June the 10th, the 11th and 12th. The Australian Fox Hunting Championships are a large part of our convention, and this year will be no different. The usual homebrew competition will be on again, with some excellent prizes up for grabs, so consider building something and enter it. There are several classes to enter, so have a go. The kitchen will be in full swing with egg and bacon rolls, hamburgers and numerous other culinary delights to keep your energy levels up while you stroll about looking at all the goodies, both new and old. It's also an excellent opportunity to catch up with old friends and have a chat or meet new people and put faces to the call signs, etc. Moving on from the convention, our repeater tech members have been busy fault finding again. One of the links to Mount Benson has been performing below par, and a fault was found in the antenna. This has now been repaired, and we hope to get it reinstalled at the site very soon. A fault was also found at Narracourt, where the power supply was throwing a wobbly and activating the crowbar protection circuit. This has also been repaired, although the antenna on this repeater is still only a temporary, very basic one, which does not permit full normal coverage. Hopefully this will be fixed shortly as well. Many thanks to all involved in maintaining our excellent network of repeaters. Again, I remind you that our club meets on the first and third Friday of each month, starting at 7:30 p.m. sharp. We are fortunate in having very good club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre on O'Halloran Terrace here in Mount Gambier, for which we thank the Mount Gambier City Council. Visitors are always welcome, so if you are in the Mount on one of these evenings, please feel free and welcome to come along. That brings us up to date for another week, so the members of the South East Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Barry, VK5BW, with news and notes from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Next Thursday night's meeting, on the 16th of February, starts at 7:30 p.m. and will be held at the Blackwood Community Hall in Yonge Street at Blackwood. Paul, VK5PAS, will be at the hall from 7 p.m. for those persons who would like to have QSL cards checked for the WIA and ARRL and other awards. So if you have cards that require checking, here is your opportunity to do so. At 7:30 p.m, the meeting will commence with the AGM meeting to elect this year's committee to run the club. It will be followed by a general meeting with a presentation from Rod Spurrier, VK5ZRK, with a talk on exploring the VLF or, alternatively, whistlers and other VLF signals. There will be a break for supper as usual before the general meeting commences. If you are considering going to the WIA AGM to be held in Harndorf this year, and I urge all amateurs to go, then please go to the WIA website and look at the events column for all the details and registration form, which may be filled out online. ASHARS is sponsoring portions of the events and the final barbecue to be held on the Sunday night. Come along and support us and all SA amateurs. David VK5KC and his team have put together a great list of speakers and events to make this the best AGM held in Australia. That's all for this week. For all matters concerning ASHARS, please contact me at vk5bw@wia.org.au. This has been Barry, VK5BW, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Good morning, all.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. This is Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Our next meeting will be held this coming Friday, the 17th of February, at 7:45 p.m. The evening will feature a presentation by Matthew, VK5ZuluMike, on how to get involved in tracking the Project Horus balloons. Matt will take you through the equipment needed, which is often already found in many amateur shacks, the software to use, and how to set it up. You'll be then able to join the band of over 20 amateurs across the state who already actively contribute to every flight through their efforts of collecting telemetry frames from the balloon and relaying them to the internet for the chase cars to use. As always, visitors are most welcome. The meeting will be held at the Reedbeds Community Centre off of Phelps Court in Fulham. Full details and maps are available from the club's website, www.areg.org.au. That's all from me this week. Look forward to seeing you Friday night. This has been Grant, VK5GR, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, one and all. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday night was the general meeting for February, and the main subject of the meeting was the proposed move to the St. Agnes site, where we would share the facilities with the Wargaming Club. Many people spoke in favour of the matter, and other people put up reservations about it all, and generally there was a fairly vigorous discussion with various people asking questions and getting answers, and the discussion went on for some time. Finally, it was agreed to take a vote on the matter, and it was a secret ballot, and the proposal to move to the St. Agnes site was lost, 17 votes against and 7 votes for. So as of that vote, we are now going to stay at the Modbury West Community Hall meeting site. So we have to give a big thank you to the people that were involved in looking at this site, especially Brian, VK5VI, who did a lot of work running around and talking to various people, both on the council and in the War Gamers, and looking at all aspects of the new site. So thank you very much, Brian, for your efforts, and to everybody else that was involved. And the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on the 24th of February, and it will be a tech night, and I believe the subject is going to be computer-aided design. So come along on Friday the 24th of February for computer-aided design, and it will be in the meeting place at Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent. Hope to see you there. And of course, I'm going to have to start doing a pub crawl again, because the good news is that March has got 5 Fridays in it. So I'll have to go around and abuse myself by trying meals and drinks at various venues to pick out a suitable one. So stay tuned for the 5th Friday night dinner location in March. Well, that's all the news for this week from the North East Radio Club. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.